What's going on with commercial travel in light of the Iran conflict?
That's a great question, because we've had more than 150 airlines that have, in essence, either diverted, suspended, canceled their flights after the airspace over Israel, Iraq, Jordan was closed because of the war between Israel and Iran. And, of course, with the U.S. Involvement as well, we're seeing airlines like United canceling their flights. In fact, they canceled all their flights to Dubai kind of suddenly over the weekend. And we're seeing other airlines take the same sort of precaution. And, you know, John, when the war with Ukraine and Russia broke out, we saw the same sort of schedule adjustments by the airlines as they were looking to adjust their flight schedules to keep their aircraft out of harm's way, because many times commercial traffic can be confused in military-wise with a military operation, and sometimes those commercial flights have been known to be shot at and even brought down. So it's one of the reasons that airlines are very, very cautious on making sure that their aircraft, passengers, and crew are nowhere near these areas of conflict.
Understood. Now, switching gears a little bit, Delta Airlines is really in the headlines now. What's going on with their treatment of solo travelers?
You know, it was a few weeks ago, it was discovered that airlines were charging solo travelers, people traveling by themselves, more than the people that were traveling as a couple. The thought being that you've got a couple, they're a lot more cost conscious, they're going to shop around, they're going to do this or that. But the solo traveler, many times that man or woman is traveling on business, or they have to travel, and they're much less worried about cost than they are about schedule. So airlines, taking clear advantage of that, are charging some of these solo travelers much, much more. In fact, Delta was just recently caught as the latest airline doing this, charging people traveling by themselves as much as 70% more than if they were traveling as a couple. Now, the best way to get around this is if you're going to be traveling alone and you're shopping for fares, do it for two people as though two people are traveling and find out what the rate is. And then change that search criteria to one to see if the price changes. Because we've seen United, American, Delta, all, and I'm sure there's many, many more as they play follow the leader, that are actually charging people traveling by themselves more, which makes absolutely no sense. But they're saying, look, these people have to travel. We're going to make them pay a lot for it. And it frustrates me a great deal to see it, because airlines that do this, oh, that's one of the reasons I encourage everybody, check that search criteria for two. And if you see this airline's overcharging you, you may want to find another airline to fly.
No, what about any hub delays today, Jay?
From a weather standpoint, Minneapolis is going to see some issues on and off. And that's going to be it as far as the main weather system today. So that's good news. In fact, that's probably better than what we've seen in a while. But those late afternoon, early evening thunderstorms that are going to pop up across the country, they're going to give us sporadic delays. But all in all, if you pick today as a travel day, you picked a good one.
Now, Jay, how can folks follow you or reach out to you on social media?
If they've got any issues with airlines, they can reach out to me through my business website of jratliff.com. I teach people how to trade stocks, but more importantly, if people are interested in getting they have a problem with an airline, past or current, that's not been resolved, reach out to me through that website, and as quickly as I can, I'll respond, because, look, if anybody, I want to make sure we hold airlines accountable, and I will do all that my schedule allows me to do.
Aviation analyst Jay Ratliff, we thank you so much for joining us every Monday.
Have a great day.